Hi, I'm Joel Garcia. If you're listening to this recording, then clearly I have been unable to produce an episode of the Pop Culture Shuffle this week. Due to either A school/work commitment, B a personal situation, or C a combination of both. I hope to be back doing the podcast by next week. Otherwise, you will probably hear this recording again. For now, enjoy this completed segment.
As of this recording, James Cameron is currently running all the way to the bank, yet again, with Avatar The Way of Water, a sequel to a mostly forgettable film that I will just say I have no interest in seeing. I watched the film in 2009, and I really didn't find that interesting, so subsequently, I don't care that much about the sequel. Now, I'm not saying James Cameron is a bad director, I just don't care to watch something that can best be described as Dances with Wolves but with Smurfs. There are a lot of films that James Cameron has worked on that I really love, like Terminator, Terminator 2, and for a lot of people, Titanic. Now, I'm not gonna go into a lot of detail about the film, but I'll just say this. It's a great film, earns its long runtime, and is really enjoyable from start to finish. It's a film that has become legendary and was for the longest time the most successful film at the box office, only beaten eventually by Cameron's Avatar, then Avengers Endgame, and yet again Avatar, and, for all we know, The Way of Water. Considering, of course, Titanic has become a hugely popular film, there is, unfortunately, fan fiction. Yes, fan fiction based on Titanic. It's really weird when someone decides to write fanfic on Titanic. Because as a reminder, Titanic was a real ship. It was a real horrible incident that thousands of people died, and yet people still keep writing fanfiction about it. It's just one of those things in which you have to stop and think about, is this appropriate or wrong? From what I've looked up, most fanfic writers tend to focus on spacing their stories on the 1997 film. So it's Jack, Rose, that door, etc. Which applies to the story I found on fanfiction.net, and it's one that's bizarre to say the least. The story is titled Be Careful What You Wish For by Rebel Comic Nerd. And the synopsis kind of spoils the segment I want to talk about because I was originally going to talk about Chapter 1, but then I looked at Chapter 3 and found something even weirder that I just had to highlight. All I will say about this story right now is that it's a crossover with Harry Potter. So with that said, here is Chapter 3 of Be Careful What You Wish For, Draco's P.O.B. Put down my book in the dark ages. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, when I had to get sleep for tomorrow because mother was hosting a cotillion, and she wouldn't be very happy if I fell asleep during it. I picked up my wand and made the candles go out by magic. I had graduated from Hogwarts and was now able to do magic legally, without getting my butt hounded down by ministry officials. A light shone through my bedroom window, and I looked out the window. There, racing across the sky and leaving trails of silver in its wake, was a shooting star. I had heard the saying that if you wished upon a shooting star, your wish came true. I closed and prayed to whatever gods were out there if they could do all in their power to provide a way for me to be healed of my ailment. I had been sick for a year with some unknown disease that had been researched by healers and could not be found a cure for. Words suddenly came to my head, as though I had known them.
You know what Pops used to tell me? Every time he saw one, it was a soul going to heaven.
I had no clue where the words came from, but as I observed the shooting star, I couldn't help but wonder, who was going to heaven? A wild thought I had was, what if I was? It would probably be better than the life I had now. Much better. I slumped down onto my pillow and laid there, thinking. Suddenly, everything went white, and I couldn't see anything around me. I could feel my body, though, and I felt I was going up. I wasn't sure if I was hallucinating or what, but I was seriously freaked out. I squinted, trying to see through the fog. Out of the fog came a glorious being, his skin glowing a golden color. "Who are you?" I asked defiantly. The being just looked at me with icy blue eyes that looked a lot like mine.
"I am a diseased passenger of the Titanic,"
he told me in a haunting voice. "The mother ship that was believed to be unsinkable and then sunk?" I asked. The figure nodded.
"I know who you are, Draco Malfoy. My destiny on the ship was not fulfilled. You and another one of your kind must work together to make history right again," he said.
I said something really clever like, "Me? And another one of my kind?"
"Yes, I will send you back into time as me so you can rewrite history."
"Okay," I said, not sure if this was a dream or hallucination. I decided to just accept, since it would be easier.
"Before I send you back, is there anything you wish to ask me?"
the being said. "What is your name?" I asked.
Jack.
That's right. This story has a sequence in which Jack from Titanic, as in the guy played by Leonardo DiCaprio, is now apparently an angel who goes to Draco Malfoy and snaps him back in time to the Titanic. Now let's get to the synopsis, which reads, after watching the movie Titanic, Hermione makes a wish. She wishes that she could go back to that time. But little does she realize the power of wishes. Two enemies must unite, and together they will change the course of history. Be careful what you wish, story discontinued. We'll get to that in a moment, but I just want to bring up something weird. Apparently, Hermione in the first chapter was watching Titanic and was apparently sent back in time as well by falling asleep. While Draco, who was not watching the movie, and was in a completely different location, was just sent back in time himself. And the story, for the most part, just follows the movie. Basically, every major scene, such as Jack running to catch the ship, Jack and Rose meeting each other on the boat, and then, of course, the two of them having sex in the car, all in there. Now, the context states that it's been some years after graduating from Hogwarts, and Hermione's apparently been watching Titanic and even knows the deleted scenes, which is something odd. It's not often I get to look up a fanfic or any story that actually uses the deleted scenes, outside of, say, the comic book adaptation. And what is even odder about this is how there's another sequence, such as in the snippet I brought up, in which they use the line from a deleted scene, in which Jack tells Rose about shooting stars. Now this story reminds me a lot of another one I mentioned a few months ago, in which it was a crossover between Teen Titans and B for Vendetta, in which it just integrated a character from Teen Titans into the film B for Vendetta, and only changed around a few things. Sadly, the same thing happens here, in which Draco and Hermione are thrown into the roles of Jack and Rose, and occasionally talk about magic, their time at Hogwarts, and yeah, nothing else. Now, I understand maybe if the author loves the film so much they don't want to change things up, but it does seem like a massive missed opportunity to throw these Harry Potter characters into Titanic. And there are a few deviations, but they're really not enough to justify why the story needs to be written. And I'm just gonna freely talk about it because the story's been canceled, but apparently, in addition to Jack summoning Draco, Rose summoned Hermione, as if they were supernatural ghosts. And bear in mind again, Hermione was watching the film, but Draco was sent back in time. One of those things doesn't make any sense. I could go on and on, but all I will say is this. There is an interesting concept in this story, in which you have two characters go back in time and try and stop the Titanic from sinking. But at the same time, it does not need the characters from Harry Potter in this story. They don't do anything magical. They're just thrown into the roles of Jack and Rose and barely change. Like, at best, Hermione complains about everything, and Draco just becomes Jack, with the occasional mention of, oh look, Granger, and the occasional insult. And that's pretty much the story in a nutshell. Be Careful What You Wish For by Rebel Comic Nerd is available to read on fanfiction.net.
Thank you for listening to this segment. If everything works out, the Pop Culture Shuffle will return next week. If you want to find out when the next episode comes out, remember to follow or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite stream provider. You can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Joel Garcia 9. Until next time, thank you for listening.